For the longest time, I never thought I was enough. My parents divorced when I was little, and growing up, there has always been stigma around having divorced parents. Some people call this childhood of mine broken because my parents weren't living together. Therefore, I would lack empathy and compassion. Others said this childhood of mine would greatly affect how I would grow up to be. They said I would have a higher chance of derailing my own future. But here I am, an undergraduate student at UC Santa Cruz, with the intention of majoring in community studies and minoring in education. One would ask, how did I get here? What changed from the so-called broken childhood I come from? To be completely honest, my childhood wasn't all unicorns and rainbows. Growing up, I had a tumultuous relationship with my dad and stepmom. I struggled with accepting my dad's remarriage and my own demons of self-acceptance. Every weekend when my mom dropped me back at my dad's house, I cried. I cried every weekend for months. I didn't know the reasoning behind all of my tears, and I blamed it all on my dad. I allowed myself to believe that the pain I was feeling or going through was because of my dad's infidelity. Therefore, as one could also guess, I wasn't a big fan of my stepmother either. I began to shut everything out. I was slowly but surely succumbing to the image that children with divorced parents had. Fast forward a decade later. I've been living with my mom for a few years now, and I was admitted into a nonprofit organization called Summer Search. Summer Search begins a recruitment during the sophomore year of high school. If admitted, students would be provided with a mentor, a college advisor, and 2 fully funded trips. Once I was accepted, everything changed. For my first trip, I embarked on a 2-week rock climbing and backpacking course. I was 15 at the time, the youngest out of everyone. On this trip, I faced many obstacles, such as the environment, engaging in activities that were outside my comfort zone, and spending 36 hours alone with a bag of trail mix. Ironically, the time I spent alone is the most important part of the trip. In the 36 hours I had, I was able to reflect on more than just how this trip was going for me. I was able to think about my life, where I stood, and what I wanted moving forward. This is where I found my spark. I realized the power I had to make a change in my life, but also in others as well. I successfully finished these 2 weeks of what my mom called boot camp, and the following summer, I put my realization of wanting to make a difference into testament. For 3 weeks, I spent my time in Costa Rica building a playground for the community, educating children about animal care, and stepping out of my comfort zone once again through fun excursions. The second trip was exactly what I had needed to solidify that burning passion I had inside of me. When these 3 weeks were over, I realized that helping others and making a difference was exactly what I wanted in life and in my career path. However, I didn't want to follow the generic path that Asian parents expected of their children, which is to become either a doctor or a nurse. Therefore, I have chosen to major in community studies with a minor in education. After receiving my bachelor's, I hope to move on and earn a master's in public health. These past years, I have constantly worked on my relationships with my closest friends and loved ones, and now I have reached a place where I couldn't be happier at. I am no longer defined by my parents' choice of not being together, and I'm no longer known for being the child who has an incomplete family. Instead, I am the girl who found her spark and used it to her full advantage. I'm the girl who has a great desire in helping others, and I'm the girl who has redefined who she is as a person.